Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Rob Weaver back here at Wapakoneta along with Justin Mangold. And Justin, that was quite a junior varsity game here this evening. Well, I guess Justin can't hear us. Can you hear us now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. That was quite a junior varsity game this evening.
Yes, it was. Won by Fort Recovery 66-60 in triple overtime tonight. First triple overtime game I've seen in quite a while. And Fort Recovery needed a three at the end of the first overtime to even get it further. And eventually the Indians held on to win 66-60.
That was Kobe Wendell, by the way, who saved the day with that three-pointer at the end of the overtime.
Yeah, pretty much everybody I talked to was surprised that they didn't foul at the end of the overtime there to make Fort Recovery hit free throws and make it, you know, they would have needed 3 points, so you foul there and you don't allow the three-pointer, but it worked out for the Indians.
Scoring real quickly on that.
For the Indians, Ian Holman had 19, Brian Benn with 18, Ryan Post had 17, 5 for Regan Martin, 3 for Kobe Wendell, 3 for Gavin Toby, and 1 for Riley Will. Trey Ware, a pretty good player for Wapakoneta, led them with 20 points. Trevor Crow had 18. Again, Fort Recovery led 10-7 after 1. 24-22 at the half. 38-35 after 3. All tied at 47 after 4. All tied at 52 after 5. 57 after 6. And again, in 3 overtimes, Fort Recovery wins it 66-60 in one of the higher scoring JV games you'll ever see.
There's Peyton Judy being introduced. We'll have the start of the game in just a moment. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians tonight from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. And I will alert Lindsey Green back at our radio studio that if you'll please record the game tonight for us, I would appreciate it so much. Lindsey Green, the engineer for our radio station, WPGW, AM and FM, and actually we're on the FM 100.9 tonight because we have Pacer basketball tonight at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. And Neil Spencer is the engineer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We welcome all you FortRecoveryRadio.com listeners to the broadcast as well. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, Union City and Bern, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy, your health mart pharmacy. Here's a tap. It goes to the Fort Recovery Indians to start things out, and the Indians have the basketball. Derek Judy with the ball. Derek will pass down low. Here's a drive to the basket by Peyton Judy. It's blocked, and Wapakoneta comes up with the basketball. No foul or anything there. A clean block, says the official. Inside for Wapakoneta. It's up and in by Adam Scott. Wapakoneta, Justin, a pretty nice team. They're 4-1 on the year.
Yeah, 4-1 for the Redskins, 3-2 for Fort Recovery.
Scoring there again was Adam Scott. So Fort Recovery has the ball. Here's Petey, Peyton Judy with the basketball. He'll pass back outside. It goes to Noah Leonards. Noah goes on the left side. There is Derek Judy with the ball now. Derek is double-teamed. He gets it off over here on the outside to Clay Smith. Here's a shot from the right side. It's good by Peyton Judy. A three-point shot, and it's 3-2. The Indians take a one-point lead. Wapakoneta with the ball. Reed Miracle with the basketball. Does he pronounce that Miracle?
Miracle.
Miracle. Here's a steal by the Indians down to Judy. Lays it up and in. Port Recovery takes a 5-2 lead here in the early going. Good start for the Indians.
All five by Peyton Judy.
With the basketball now is Noah Ambos.
Yes.
He lost the ball, stolen by the Indians. Judy picks it up over to Grant Kanapke, and it's tipped out of bounds by Noah Ambos. It's kind of an unusual name. I don't think I've seen that one before in this area. Ambos, A-M-B-O-S.
And they are brothers, Nate and Noah.
Derek Judy will toss it in to Grant Kanapke. Back to Derek Judy, way out of the timeline. Be careful there, Derek. He'll pass on the left to Noah Leonard down low. It's up and good for Fort Recovery on the score. Noah Leonard.
Good extra pass by Judy that time.
And Wapakoneta with the basketball. They made some turnovers here. Here's a shot fired up and missed. Rebound tipped up and in by Adam Scott. He is 6'5", and he was way above the rim there on that tip-in. 7-4 now. Fort Recovery leads by 3 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Here's a drive to the hoop, and a foul's going to be called on Wapakoneta as Derek Judy went right down the lane trying to lay it in.
Foul number 30, Ryan Kerr.
Out of bounds. Surely it's a shooting foul.
Yeah, it will be as Ryan Carrico picks up the foul.
Derek Judy was acting like it wasn't, but I thought surely that's a shooting foul. It was indeed.
Judy, a 6-foot sophomore for the Indians.
And it's no good. He'll have one more. Indians lead here 7-4. Again, in the JV game, it went to 3 overtimes tonight with the Fort Recovery junior varsity going to 5-1 on the year with a 66-60 victory. I think they're 5-1, right?
Yes, yes.
Their only loss to Jay County. That nasty old Jay County team.
And a game they led a lot of the ball game too that night.
Here's a drive and a layup is up and good. Collision there with Clay Smith, but no call. As once again, Adam Scott scoring. He has 6 of his team's points, and that's all they have. He has all of his points. On the left side, there is Grant Kanapke. Back out top it goes. Clay Smith firing a 3-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta. Here come the Indians with the basketball. On the left, a long 3-pointer. Bang! Aaron Good drills a 3 that was way out there. 9-8. That puts Wapakoneta in the lead by 1.
A nice 7-2 run now for Wapakoneta after they fell behind.
Peyton Judy double team gets the pass off to Clay Smits. He goes inside and it's no good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. And Clay will go to the free throw line here. For handicapped medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They virtually have everything you need when it comes to handicapped medical equipment. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Here's the free throw by Clay Smits. It's no good. Clay's a 6'4 sophomore. Coming in for the Redskins is Nate Ambos. And I think Ryan Carrico?
Carrico.
Carrico. Ryan Carrico leaves the game.
With 2 fouls, so he'll sit for a while.
Free throws off the back of the rim. No good by Clay Smits. He missed them both. A battle for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Who's going to get it? They say it went off. No. The official pointed the wrong direction. He thought it went off Noah Leonard's, but it went off Wapakoneta, and he agreed. And it goes back to Fort Recovery. Peyton Judy will toss it in. And to Derek Judy at the center circle. Derek will pass over to Clay Smits. Clay looks inside, can't find anybody. He'll go on the left to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke holding the ball, double teamed, and he threw it away. Picked off by Adam Scott. Here he comes, and he falls down. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to go to Fort Recovery. Scott thought he might have been fouled there.
Yeah,
and maybe he was.
Yeah, a little reach in there.
Maybe he was.
He didn't fall on his own.
4:29 left to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. 9-8, Wapakoneta leading by 1. A really nice game going on here so far.
Well, if it's anything like the JV game, we're in for an excellent game.
Clay Smits gets the pass from Peyton Judy. Turns, fires a 15-footer. He got it! Clay Smits connects to make it a 12-9 game or a 10-9 game. Indians up by 1, 10-9. First ones to get the double figures tonight. Wapakoneta with the basketball. Inside it goes. There's a beautiful hook pass, but it's blocked. I think it was Clay Smith's. And here comes Fort Recovery. And out of bounds it goes. They say it was touched by Wapakoneta. As trying to go up for a shot, there was Noah Leonard's. And it was tipped out of bounds by the Redskins. Here comes Brady Erb in for Wapakoneta. They're using a lot of subs here early on. Not the case with Fort Recovery. Outside it goes to Noah Leonard's. He's guarded very closely. Hands off to Peyton Judy. Take him, Peyton. Peyton Judy being guarded by Erb. Now back over to Grant Kanapke. Grant goes to the free throw line to Clay Smith, and it's knocked away by Wapakoneta, and a steal for the Redskins. How much longer are they going to be able to hang on to the Redskins?
Yeah. A little bit different than Indians.
There's a foul called on Fort Recovery.
Indians foul number 15, Noah Leonard.
It's on Noah Leonard. Same thing with St. Henry Redskins.
That's Leonard's first foul.
There have been some schools with Redskin nicknames that have taken them off, so who knows? Depends if somebody starts complaining.
Remember, Miami University used to be the Redskins. Now they're the Red Hawks.
There's Fort Recovery with the steal. Clay Smith tipped it away, and Noah Leonard's came away with the basketball. Here's Petey with it. He'll pass on the right side to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke back out to Judy, Peyton Judy. Judy driving down the lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go down. A little short. Rebound, Adam Scott of Wapakoneta. And the big guy brings it down himself. He'll pass over on the right side to Noah Ambos. Back out top. There's Scott firing a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound up and good by Brady Erb. Right underneath. Nobody there competing for the rebound for Fort Recovery. And that puts the Redskins up 11-10.
Erb's first points tonight.
On the left side it goes to Derek Judy. And we have a timeout called by Fort Recovery. Timeout Indians. Got a good one going on here. Hope you fans are enjoying it. It's Fort Recovery trailing Wapakoneta by a score of 11-10. We'll be back in just a moment here at Wapakoneta High School right after we pause for this message from Pakisac.
Your Pakisac convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this holiday season. Remember, Pakisac is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pakisac gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pakisac stores. Pakisac, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Once again, you're listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW Radio here tonight. And there is a foul called on Fort Recovery as they stole the ball from us.
Fort Recovery turned it over and then a foul after the turnover.
Derek Judy got nailed for the foul. Fort Recovery has not had a substitution yet in the game with 2:12 to go here in the first quarter. On the left side is Reed Miracle for Wapakoneta back out front. Now it goes to Nate Ambos. There's a shot from the corner. No good by Reed Miracle. And we have a foul called on Wapakoneta over the back on Adam Scott. No, it's not on Adam Scott. It's on Nate Ambos.
His first foul, team foul number three.
Number two, Derek Good.
So here we go with the Indians. No press at all for Wapakoneta. Derek Judy will walk it up, getting the pass from Peyton Judy. Across the timeline goes Derek. He'll dribble to the left. Now lobs it into Clay Smith at the free throw line. Clay will try to go to the hoop. He has it stripped away. And out of bounds it goes. Should be Indians ball. Yes, it is. Blaine Toby comes in to be our first substitute of the game, and out goes Noah Leonard's. So Blaine Toby in the lineup. He's a rough and rugged guy. Pass comes in to Grant Kanapke. Ran out near the center circle. Now goes to Derek Judy on the left. There's Grant Kanapke getting it back. Here's Blaine Toby with the ball on the right. Now back out to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke passing back to Blaine Toby in the middle. It is. Here is a shot by Clay Smits. He can't get it to go down. Went over the backside of the rim. And Wapakoneta comes down with the rebound. Indians trail 11-10 here. Right side is Reed Miracle. And it's tipped by Peyton Judy. Come on, Petey! He takes it down and puts it up, and no good! It doesn't go in. Oh, my goodness. Rebound, Wapakoneta.
Just hung on the rim, would not fall.
Wapakoneta with the basketball, still leading by one. There's a travel called on Brady Erb.
There's already six turnovers on Wapakoneta. Little advantage for Fort Recovery. They have not played since Tuesday. Wapakoneta played last night. Lost to Lima Central Catholic 61-44. So
that was their first loss of the year. They are 4-1. Indians are 3-2 on the year. And clubbed South Adams on Tuesday night.
Yeah, not even close. A big win, 70-36.
Here's Derek Judy trying to drive in. Shot is blocked. That is several blocks for Wapakoneta tonight, and Peyton Judy is going to be called for a foul. They say he was reaching in on Adam Scott.
Tough foul to call in transition right at half court.
Number one on Peyton, so he's in no problem. He has 5 of our 10 points. He had the first 5 points, and he hasn't scored since. He hasn't had hardly a shot, except for that nice layup that he couldn't get to go down. Wapakoneta with the ball. Here's Noah Ambos. Ambos passes on the left to Reed Miracle. Miracle with the basketball. Here's Aaron Good. Good will look, and he threw it away. And here comes Derek Judy. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say Wapakoneta touched it last. I wish Derek would have just let that go.
I was going to say, Fort Recovery, very fortunate, because that would have been over and back. He should have just let it go out of bounds or let Wapakoneta touch it.
Derek Judy will take a rest, and coming in for the Indians is Clayton Pearson. So we've got Clay Smits, Grant Kanapke, Peyton Judy, Blaine Toby, and Clayton Pearson in the lineup. There's Petey on a three. Can't get it to go down. Off the glass. He tried to force a shot up there with time running out and couldn't get it to go down. And the score is 11-10 after one. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Take advantage of Calp Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. Calp's delivering prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. We'll be back with the second quarter and the score after one. It's the Fort Recovery Indians trailing Wapakoneta 11-10.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Here we go with the second quarter. Wapakoneta will have the basketball. Go ahead and give the stats if you want.
4-4 recovery, 4 for 11, 38, 36%, 1 for 3 on threes, and 1 for 3 at the line. Wapakoneta, 5 for 9, 56%, 1 for 3 on threes, and no free throws. Rebound in favor of Wapakoneta, 9 to 4, and Wapakoneta, 6 turnovers, Fort Recovery with 2.
There's a shot from the right side. Three-pointer is good by Wapakoneta's Reed Miracle.
Miracle's first
miracle
tonight.
14-10 lead for Wapakoneta now. Well, Coach Bayshore said in his pregame interview, we got to shoot good tonight, and so far they have not. And there's another miss by Clay Smith's close in, and a foul's going to be called on Wapakoneta, though. Where was that foul from?
And he just missed the wrong spot on the backboard. He tried to bank in that shot.
So it'll be out of bounds. Clayton Pearson will toss it in. Here comes Blaine Toby back in, as leaving the contest will be Clay Smith.
Nate Ambos picks up his second foul, so he will go out. Back in is Garrett Seyfried.
And Noah Leonard is back in also for the Indians to start this second quarter. Here's Clayton Pearson tossing it in. Goes to Peyton Judy. Left side jumper. Three-pointer. No good. Didn't go. Rebound chased down by Blaine Toby. Back to goes to Noah Leonards. Here's Grant Kanapke. Grant hasn't taken a single shot tonight, I don't think.
Really not been open.
And he threw it away. Tried to feed Blaine Toby underneath, but I don't know what he saw. Blaine was not open. And Wapakoneta stole the ball. Derek Judy's going to come back in here for the Indians in a moment. Up front with it is Reed Miracle. Miracle goes over to Aaron Good. Good dribbling the basketball. He had a long three in the first quarter, his only shot of the quarter. Here he is again, a 15-footer this time. It's no good. Oh, out of bounds off of Grant Kanapke. Doggone it.
There's been a couple like that already tonight.
Grant will leave the game, and Derek Smith, let's try that again. Derek Judy will come back in.
Winning ticket back. See him, give him a good game out in the hallway.
Boy, we just, wow.
Just could not corral that rebound.
Wapakoneta, right side it goes. There's a three-pointer again. It's good again by Reed Miracle.
What happens if you give a team a second chance like that?
Miracle with two threes to start the second quarter, expanding the Wapakoneta lead from 11-10 to 17-10, and we just threw it away. Clayton Pearson tried to catch Noah Leonards down low, and the ball went out of bounds. Just really an unforced turnover there. It is not a good game so far for the Indians here. Ever since about 3 minutes gone in the game, we have not played that great. Our shooting's been way off.
Yeah, it was 7-2 Fort Recovery, and right now they're down 17-10.
Second quarter sponsor, by the way, tonight, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Here's a shot from the left side, three-pointer. It's good again by Reed Miracle. Miracle makes it 20-10. Three threes by Miracle. Nine straight points. And Wapakoneta has expanded their lead from 1-10. It's 20-10. Wapak in the lead. Inside goes Peyton Judy. He can't get it to go down. Got his own rebound and scored. All right, Peyton.
Yeah, much needed basket. First points of the second quarter for Fort Recovery.
20-12. Now that broke a string. Wapakoneta with the basketball. Over on the right side it goes to Noah Ambos. He will pass to Reed Miracle. Miracle guarded by Blaine Toby. Back out top it goes, around the horn on the left side. There's Aaron Good with the ball. Drives in, tries to feed off. It's tipped by Clayton Pearson, picked up by Peyton Judy. Judy comes down, has the ball stripped away, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery, I think.
Yeah, they never really signal about half the time. It will be Fort Recovery's ball.
Clay Smith comes back in for the Indians. And not sure who else came back in, but I think we have our starters back in there. Here's Peyton Judy. Three-pointers, no good. No foul. And Wapakoneta gets the rebound. Adam Scott with it. Racing down. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes to Clay Smith. Clay over to Derek Judy. And here come the Indians in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. 4:34 to go in the quarter. It's 20-12. Wapakoneta up by 8 points. Out front is Derek Judy. Out to Peyton Judy. Now Grant Kanapke. Indians have spread it out here. Here's Peyton Judy going down and passing off. There's a shot up and no good by Noah Leonards. Rebound comes down to Noah Ambos. And here comes Wapakoneta, and there's a foul on Derek Judy. as he fouled Adam Scott.
His second foul, so he'll come out.
Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. Again, the litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Wapakoneta throws the ball in, comes in to Brady Erb, into the corner. Three-point shot is good by Aaron Good. They are scorching the Nets, and we are not. 23-12, Wapakoneta leads by 11. Timeout called by Mike Bayshore here at Wapakoneta. Got a tough road going here. We'll be back in a moment after we pause for this commercial break here on PG-14 and J-Country 101 Radio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, action back in here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Indians with the ball. We need a hoop here. Down 23-12, mainly on three-pointers by Wapakoneta. Grant Kanapke on the left, back outside it goes to Clay Smits. Smits in the lane, pops the shot, short, no good. Rebound, back up, and no good. It is good by Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson got it to go down, and it's 23-14. Indians have cut the lead back to 9 points. Peyton Judy was on the bench briefly. He's going to come back in here for Fort Recovery. Wapakoneta with the ball. There's Adam Scott on a three, and he missed it. Rebound comes down to the Redskins, and back up and in is Aaron Good on the rebound. Aaron Good makes it 25-14. Down come the Indians. Clay Smits with the basketball. He'll stop. Fire the shot. Got it! Clay Smits, about a 10-footer on the right side. That cuts the lead back to 9 again at 25-16.
A couple and needed baskets from other than Peyton Judy there.
We do have the winners of the Christmas lighting contest. We'll give you those in a while here when we get a chance. The judging was tonight by the mayor. Here's a three-pointer. Good again by Reed Miracle. He was absolutely wide open.
Yeah, and he was way out there, too.
That's his fourth three of the quarter.
Not a close shot, and he still made it. Yeah, the fourth one.
Here's an inside shot by Noah Leonard's blocked. Rebound Clayton Pearson. Blocked again. Pearson goes inside, feeds off, shots up and good from the left side. And scoring on the play there for the Indians was Owen Shane. Way to go, Owen. Owen, quite a defensive player on the Indian football team this year. Here's a shot from the left side, no good on a three. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta. Back outside, here's another three. And they got it again. Aaron Good hits a three. Good Lord. 31-18. How many threes have they had in this half now?
6 1/4, 7 for the ballgame.
My, oh my. Owen Shane with the ball for the Indians. Back to Clay Smits. Lobs it inside. Noah Leonard puts it up. Block nicely. That block was by Adam Scott. Here come the Redskins with the ball. Another three. No good this time. A rebound comes to Noah Leonard's. Down it goes. Easy shot up and in by Clay Smits as we beat him down the court, and it's 31-20, an 11-point game now.
Well, Miracle finally missed the three last time down.
Right side it goes to Reed Miracle. He doesn't shoot this time. Back outside. Here's a shot fired up and good by Miracle. Hits another three. That time he was pretty well guarded, and it's 34-20. Miracle is a single-man wrecking crew here against Fort Recovery in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Right side, it goes to Clay Smits. Smits in the lane, turns, fires, and misses, and he is fouled. He'll be at the line. Foul's called on Adam Scott. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Check out the T7 New Holland Tractors available from Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Clay Smits misses the first free throw. 34-20 is the score on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Indians are down by 14.
They're not helping themselves out at the line. 1-for-5 tonight. One more for Clay Smits.
It's up, and this time it is good. 34-21. That helps a little bit.
Yeah, got to get a stop here. Can't allow another three to end the half.
32 seconds. It looks like Wapakoneta is going to try to take the last shot and try to kill us with another three. On the left is Reed Maracle. Maracle being closely guarded, and he's going to be called for traveling. Okay, double team there, created a travel.
Frustrated on the double team and tried to get out of it, shuffled the feet.
So the Indians have a chance to score last, 34-21. We're trailing by 13.
Well, they got the stop, now they have to get the points.
Over on the left side it goes to Clayton Pearson, back out to Grant Konapke. Here's Clay Smits with the basketball. He dribbles, goes down the lane, fires the shot. Get in there. Yes. Clay Smits scoring. Makes it 34-23. And Wapakoneta's last second shot is way off the mark. So quite a battle going on here. And I'll tell you what, though, Justin, we're down by 11, 34-23. But the way this Wapakoneta team plays, they let no moss grow on the rim. That'll allow us to get back in the game if they start getting cold.
Yeah, if they start missing shots in the second half, this can get close in a hurry.
Unfortunately, they have not missed a whole lot of shots in the first half. We'll give you all the stats coming up here. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For outstanding service for your farm equipment or lawn and garden equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you coming up here at Wapakoneta. The Indians trail 34-23 right after this.
There are lots of reasons to love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Wapakoneta High School, again, our Indians trio, Wapakoneta 34-23. Here are the Christmas decorating contest winners for this Christmas season. Mayor Kalp doing the judging this evening. Third place went to Brian and Mindy Bupp. Second place to TJ and Beth Westgirdis. First place to Tyler and Ashley Sidoff. Congratulations, Tyler and Ashley. And honorable mention went to Cliff and Megan Wendell. So again, those are your Christmas light winners for this season. Third place, Brian and Mindy Bupp. Second place, TJ and Beth Westgirdis. First place, Tyler and Ashley Sidoff. And again, honorable mention to Cliff and Megan Wendell. Let's move over to Justin Mangold with a look at the halftime stats where the Wapakoneta Raiders, let's try that again, where the Wapakoneta Redskins are scorching the nets on us here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. They are shooting 59% at the half. That's 5-9, 56% in the first quarter, 8-13, 62% in the second. Again at the half, 13-22, 59%. Three-pointers, 1-3 in the first quarter, 7-10, 70% in the second quarter. Wapakoneta, 8-13, 63% at the three-point line at the half. And Wapakoneta took no free throws in that first half. Fort Recovery, 4-11, 36% in the first quarter. 6-14, 43% the second. At the half, the Indians, 10-25 for 40% from the field. 1-5 on three-pointers for 20%, and 2-5 at the free throw line for 40%. Rebounding, 15-9 in favor of Wapakoneta. And turnovers, 8 for the Redskins and 4 for Fort Recovery. Scoring, Reed Miracle with 15, 11 for Aaron Good. Adam Scott has 6 and 2 for Brady Erb. Fort Recovery led by Clay Smith with 9, 7 for Peyton Judy. 2 eats for Noah Leonards, Clayton Pearson, and Owen Shane. And 1 for Derek Judy. Again, Wapakoneta only led 11-10 after 1 before they caught fire in that second quarter. At the half, it's Wapakoneta 34, Fort Recovery 23.
Yeah, three straight threes to start the second quarter of play. It ballooned the lead from 11-10 to 20-10. And that really was the key. Those were the key shots of that quarter.
Yeah, Fort Recovery never really recovered after that. Good news for the Indians, they were getting offense other than Peyton Judy there in that first half. The bad news, Grant Kanapke didn't score at all, so need to get him going.
I can't even remember him taking a shot.
I don't think he did. They were all over him. They had Noah Ambos on him most of the half.
Well, let's hope the second half is better, and it could be. Hey, these Indians, one thing is for sure, it's not a lack of effort.
No, they're playing very hard. It's just you don't get out in time on the three-pointers, and they wore most of them, but a couple wide-open threes fell, and hopefully that doesn't happen in the second half.
Junior varsity, 1 in triple overtime tonight. We'll give you that scoop right after this.
Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring big savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start savings. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Let's go back to Justin Mangold here in a recap of the junior varsity triple overtime win, which was broadcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com by Reese Rogers and Chase Bruns. And that was an exciting game.
Yeah, 66-60. Fort Recovery wins the triple OT thriller tonight. Game was tied at 47 at the end of regulation, 52 after one overtime, 57 after three overtimes. Indians got up to an 8-point lead in the third overtime and eventually won 66-60. For Fort Recovery, Ian Holman had 19, Brian Benn with 18, Ryan Post had 17, so three almost 20 scorers there for Fort Recovery. Five for Regan Martin, three for Gavin Toby, three for Kobe Wendell, and one for Riley Will. For Wapakoneta, a pretty good player, Trey Ware had 20, Trevor Crow with 18. Again, Fort Recovery, JV went 66-60 in three overtimes to move to 5-1 on the year.
I believe we have the next four games on the radio for the Fort Recovery Indian basketball team. Tomorrow night, no, maybe the next three. Tomorrow night we'll be at home with Ansonia. We'll have that game on the radio tomorrow night and, of course, on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then next week on Friday we have the Greenville game. Fort Recovery Indians at home with Greenville. We'll have that for you on the radio. And then we'll have the Menster game. That'll be a big one. Menster and Fort Recovery on Friday, January the 4th at the Fortside Fieldhouse. So those three upcoming games will all be heard here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
And all home games for Fort Recovery, so a chance to pick up some home W's.
Now let's hope so. Just about ready to start the second half here. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor this evening, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You're listening to WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial. We have the Pacer game tonight on our other side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. The Pacers Brooklyn tonight. And that game is already underway.
Pacers lead by about 12 about halftime.
Indians had an unforced turnover there.
Yeah, double dribble.
Called on Clay Smits. So Wapakoneta with the ball. It's not a good way to start the quarter. Here are the Redskins inside, no good. Rebound comes down to Derek Judy. Down quickly to Grant Kanapke. Grant on the left side, back outside to Derek Judy. Wapakoneta in a... Where are they in there? Looks like they're man-to-man, I guess.
There they are for now.
Here's Clay Smits inside. He squeezed between two defenders, and he missed the shot, but is going to be fouled, and it'll be out of bounds. No, they're going to give him two.
Carrico picks up his third foul.
Going to give him two shots. Clay Smits is
right, shooting two. He is one for three at the line, as Clay Smits.
I could have seen that one going either way, really, because he wiggled his way between the two defenders, and they called a foul. But he was all in the same motion as he was going through the defenders. He was making the shot go off. So,
yeah, they gave him the benefit of the doubt that time.
First free throw is up and good. The second one is no good. So one of two having trouble from the line tonight and the field. 34-24. Wapakoneta with a 10-point lead, and they have the basketball. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Here's a pass that's deflected and picked up by Fort Recovery's Noah Leonards. Leonards gives it over to Derek Judy, and Derek brings it across the timeline. He'll go all the way to the hoop. He lost control of the ball, and they say it was last touch by Wapakoneta. I think we got a break on that one.
Yeah. They just lost it going toward the hoop. It just lost it out of bounds.
So Derek Judy lobs it in to Clay Smits. Turns, fires. Oh, it's no good off the rim. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta as Adam Scott came down with the board. Here come the Wapakoneta Redskins. A three-point shot from the right side is good by Reed Miracle. Reed Miracle connects on another three. 18 points for him tonight. Are those all threes?
Yeah, six three-pointers for Miracle.
Peyton Judy will pass off to Clay Smits. Down low to Noah Leonards. He puts it up. No good. Couldn't get it up above the rim. Rebound comes to Adam Scott of Wapakoneta. Here come the Redskins once again. Leading by 13 now. A drive to the hoop. It's up and good. Scoring on the play was Nate Ambos.
First points tonight for either Ambos.
Now it's 39-24. This is not a good start. Not what we wanted. There's a charge called on Clay Smits as he grabbed the pass and then turned and ran into Adam Scott. And they called Smits for the offensive foul.
There was a turnover. That's seven for Fort Recovery.
Here comes Blaine Toby in for Clay Smits. 39-24. Indians down by 15 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Boy, this game started out so well for us. We led 7-2, and boy, it's been all Wapakoneta ever since.
Yeah, instead of Adam Scott, the three-pointers took over.
Here's a pass over on the left. Miracle again. He hit it again.
Seven three-pointers now for the Christmas Miracle.
Reed Miracle with 21 points all on threes. Here's Grant Kanapke shooting a shot for the first time tonight. It's no good. That was a three-pointer from the left. Rebound, Wapakoneta. There's Miracle again. He misses it this time. And that was really probably an ill-advised shot, but here's Derek Judy putting it up. No good. Rebound, Adam Scott. Down the other way we go. It's up and good on the layup by Aaron Good. 44-24.
Fort Recovery needs another timeout. Coach Bashaw is going to let it play out.
44-24. Here's Peyton Judy on the right side. He hasn't had very many shots tonight either. Left side it goes to Derek Judy. He'll stop, he'll fire and hit, and he's fouled. Derek Judy gets the basket to go down, and he'll be at the free throw line. And I think I saw him say, finally. finally, something good happened.
Finally, the first basket of the half of Fort Recovery.
Again, our third quarter sponsor, Cooper Farms. Check out all the Cooper Farms employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com. Derek Judy hits the free throw. That was a nice, sweet free throw there. 44-27. Lead is back to 17 now. 4:35 to go in the third quarter of play. Over on the left side, Miracle. He'll pass off to Aaron Good. Good was the one that we were concerned about shooting, but here's a drive to the hoop, and Adam Scott scores over the top of Derek Judy.
And that's Scott's first point since early in the game.
46-27 now. Lead is back to 19. In it goes to Noah Leonards. Back to Grant Kanapke. He'll fire a three. Did not go. And a foul on the rebound on Fort Recovery. Offensive foul. Called Derek Judy for that.
His third.
He may come out of the game. We'll see.
Doesn't appear so. With a big deficit, Coach Bayshore electing to leave him out there.
4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Indians trailing 46-27. This is not going to be a very happy post-game interview with Coach Bayshore if this keeps up.
Yeah, at least got to make a run here in the last 11 minutes.
Oh, nice tip away by Noah Leonards. Fort Recovery with the steal. Here's Derek Judy down on the left to Blaine Tilby back outside. Derek Judy with the basketball. He will lob it over to Blaine Tilby. Tries to go inside to Noah Leonards, and the ball is tipped away by Wapakoneta. Redskins with the basketball, leading 46-27 on the Cooper Farms third quarter. Yep, we're down by 20. Here's a shot up and no good, and an offensive foul as crashing into Blaine Tilby was Adam Scott.
Easy call for the referee. They did that a moment ago, last possession, and they didn't call the charge. This time they do.
Tilby hit his head when he went to the floor, and he comes out of there. Well, he's shaken up.
Yeah, Smith will go back in.
So Clay Smith's back in the lineup. 3:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Fort Recovery with the ball. Peyton Judy, Derek Judy bringing it up. Peyton Judy over to Derek Judy. Out here, Grant Kanapke, top of the key. Grant off the screen, can't find the shot. Now he tries to pass, and it's tipped away by Wapakoneta. And Adam Scott has it on the left. Back out top it goes. Adam Scott on the right to Miracle. Miracle can't find the shot. On the left it goes to Nate Ambos. Down to the corner. There's Brady Erb back outside to Adam Scott. Wapakoneta working the ball on the perimeter here, not finding the inside opportunity.
Yeah, the longest possession of the ball game here.
Garrett Seifring with it. And stolen by Fort Recovery's Clay Smiths. Here's Peyton Judy, and he threw it away. Up, oh, he got it back. Judy inside, scoops it up and in. Peyton Judy makes it 46-29. That might have been a little walking there, but...
NBA Euro step there.
We will not complain. Here's Wapakoneta with the ball, and they're going to throw it away again. Picked up by, oh, they're going to call a picky slip of the pivot foot there on Noah Leonards. Traveling called on Leonards.
Six turnovers in the quarter for Fort Recovery.
46-29, 17-point lead for the Redskins. 2 minutes and 7 seconds remaining here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Here's a pass on the left side to Adam Scott. Back outside it goes to the Redskins' Aaron Good. Now on the left, Adam Scott will drive to the hole and score. Adam Scott saw the open lane, and he took off, and nobody stopped him.
Fort Recovery's giving up the two now instead of letting them get open threes.
48-29, inside is Clay Smith, and he is fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line for two shots.
Problem is you can't really trade twos for threes at this point.
Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll have the Ansonia game tomorrow evening from the Fortside Fieldhouse. So come out and support the Indians. If you can't be there, tune us in on the radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com for the game tomorrow night. First free throw is good to make it 48-30. Clay Smith puts another one up, and it's no good this time. He just can't seem to get two free throws.
No.
11 points so far for Clay. And the Redskins of Wapakoneta have the ball, leading by 18, 48-30. Miracle has the ball knocked away by Clay Smith, but he got it back. Clay went down on the floor and couldn't retrieve the ball after he knocked it away. Out front is Noah Ambos. He will pass on the right side to Miracle. Back out top it goes to Good. Good dribbling the ball, free throw line. Dumps it out here to Brady Erb. Erb goes inside, tries to pass it off. It's loose, picked up by Adam Scott. Wapakoneta still has it. Miracle goes down the lane, scoops it up and missed it. Rebound Adam Scott. He missed it. Rebound Adam Scott. He missed it again, got it again. And finally, that was about four tips before he got it to go down. Finally, Adam Scott scores. That's pretty good effort there.
Yeah.
Here's Peyton Judy on a three. No good from the top of the key. And a foul's called on Fort Recovery on Clay Smiths.
One thing Fort Recovery can't allow Scott to get in there and do that many tips. You got to block out better.
In third.
Number two on Clay.
His second team third.
Once again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, your friends at Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. Bringing it up is Good, Aaron Good for Wapakoneta. He'll pass over on the left side to Brady Erb, down to 19 seconds. They're going to try to take the last shot. Here should be a jump ball. And it is. It's Clayton Pearson tying up the Redskins, but it does go to Wapakoneta on the alternating possession. Inbounds pass goes way deep and stolen by Clayton Pearson, but they're going to call him for a foul.
A lot of contact there. So
Clayton doesn't know what. Clayton can't believe it. Clayton didn't realize he was called for a foul.
One of those, like in the NFL, both players should have a chance to go for the ball, but the referee didn't see it that way.
Okay, here we go. Wapakoneta will have the ball with 12 seconds left in the third quarter. They lead 50-30 now. Right side, almost stolen by Petey, but he couldn't get it. And there's a shot up and good by Garrett Seifring at the horn. And the score after three, Wapakoneta takes a commanding lead here, 52-30. Wapakoneta leading our Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is the division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Congratulations again to Tyler and Ashley Sudoff, who won the Christmas lighting competition for Fort Recovery tonight. They win $5,000. I'm just kidding. They didn't win $5,000.
They
did win a nice prize. But and Fort Recovery took the shot here to start the fourth quarter and it's knocked out of bounds. Third quarter stats.
So the good news is they called that Seifring last shot a two-pointer. I thought it was a three. But
no, just a two.
It was just a two, okay. For Wapakoneta, they were 8 of 14 from the field, 57%. 2 of 3 on 3, 67%. No free throws. Fort Recovery, 2 of 7, 29%. 0 for 2 on 3s and 3 for 5 at the line. Rebounds, all Wapakoneta, 27-11.
Derek Judy drove down and tried to pass off in the middle, and the ball got intercepted. Turnover, Indians. Another turnover.
Turnovers, that is 11 on Fort Recovery. Wapakoneta has 12.
Now Wapakoneta just threw it away and make that 13. We really only had, what, only four in the first half?
Yes, six there in that third quarter.
There's a shot fired up in the right side, no good, by Noah Leonards for the Indians and picked off by Wapakoneta. Our shooting tonight has not been good. Very, very poor. And that's exactly what Coach Bayshore said we couldn't afford to do, and we're doing it. And he was right. We can't afford to do it. Wapakoneta with the ball here in the fourth quarter, brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aaron Good missed a three-pointer, and Noah Leonards chased it down on the rebound. Here's Petey with the basketball. Peyton Judy out front. He'll work his way to the left side. He'll fire the three. Good! good, and he's fouled. Peyton Judy on a three-pointer. Well guarded. And called for the foul was Ryan Carrico. Is that right?
Yes.
Now 12 points for Peyton Judy.
4-point play here, hopefully. Come on, Peyton. 6:39 remaining in the game, and he got it. That gives Peyton 13 now on the night, 52-34. I want to tell you, those have been hard-earned 13 points.
And five of those came very early, and then four on that one play a moment ago.
Right side it goes, back outside. Look out, Aaron Good on a three, missed it. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta, and it's blocked by Noah Leonard, and they're going to call him for a foul. Big Noah Leonard called for a foul.
His second foul.
Hey, you know, Fort Recovery Lumber has a nice design service. If you have an idea about what you want to build, but you're not sure where to go from there, let Fort Recovery Lumber Company design the project for you. Then they'll provide you with the quality building materials to build that project. Ask about their design services available at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And the free throw is up and good by the Redskins' Ryan Carrico.
That's their first free throw of the ball game.
They've had a bunch of threes tonight. This is also good. So Carrico gets both free throws.
They are 10 of 16 on three-pointers tonight.
Wow. 10 of 16 threes. I'd take that any night.
Fort Recovery's made 11 or 13 total baskets.
And how many threes? Not many.
Only one.
Just Peyton Judy's a moment ago.
Actually two now, yeah.
Here's Clay Smith's up and no good. Her rebound comes to Wapakoneta. We can't get that ball to go in the basket.
And really no second chances for the Indians here tonight.
That is for sure. Adam Scott, three-point shot, got it. Adam Scott, another three for Wapakoneta, makes it 57-34.
He gets on the in on the fun, his first three-pointer tonight.
Inside, it's up and no good by Derek Judy. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta. With the board there was Noah Ambos.
Now, Fort Recovery so far behind, they're not really getting into their offense, just the first shot available they take.
And really, I guess that's, we can't do anything else but do that.
That's the only choice at this point.
Here's a shot from the right side by Adam Scott. It's good on a three. They are just hitting everything. It's 59-34.
Must have had a foot on the line in the corner, so it's only a two.
Right.
Where we can't see.
Shots fired up by Peyton Judy. No good on a three. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta's Adam Scott. Ambos with it. That is Noah Ambos. Over on the right side to Garrett Seifring. Stolen by Peyton Judy. He'll lay it in. There's a steal and a layup. 59-36. 15 points now for Petey. 4.5 minutes to go here in the game. Oh, my goodness. Here's a long shot. That's no good by Miracle. Garrett Seifring used his elbows and gave us a pretty good. Was that Noah Leonard's?
Smith's got him.
Clay Smith's. Knocked Clay Smith backward. They did not call a foul. Well, what happened here? We got
a basket by Peyton Judy and a foul called on Wapakoneta.
That gives Peyton 17 now. They called that foul on Miracle.
His first.
Petey at the line. It's up and it is no good. Rebound comes to Adam Scott of Wapakoneta. Here come the Redskins with the basketball. And a foul is called on Clay Smith. Reaching in.
It's his third foul.
Clay is really frustrated.
Especially after getting popped in the face last time down. He's still trying to shake that off.
Clay is talking with Adam Scott about his frustrations there, and Scott is not very sympathetic.
Not really listening a whole lot.
Here we go with the inbounds pass. Wapakoneta puts it in play. They lead 59-38 with 4 minutes to go in the game. left side, down in the wing. Back outside it goes. Adam Scott with it again. Right side. Again, Adam Scott that time used his elbows and went up against Clay Smith. Poor old Clay. Inside, shot's no good. Rebound up, no good by Wapakoneta. Rebound comes this time to Derek Judy. Derek streaks down the court, lays it in. Way to go, Derek Judy. That puts the lead at 59-40. We just don't have enough time, though. No. 3:30 to go in the game.
If it wasn't a 19-point game, Wapakoneta would probably call a timeout. Well, they will anyway. a couple times down the court, they have not gotten back on defense, so I can see the timeout.
Timeout, Wapakoneta. We'll return in a moment here at the Wapakoneta High School, where the Redskins lead our Indians. Final score, I should say score now, it's not final, 59-40. We'll be back in just a moment.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You know, Anderson is the most trusted manufacturer of energy-efficient windows and doors, and your Anderson dealer is the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery, Ohio, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, unfortunately, is not a happy scoreboard as Wapakoneta leads 59-40 over the Indians. Wapakoneta with the ball. Here's Adam Scott passing back outside. Back to Scott. Drives baseline, puts it up, and scores. Adam Scott connects. Owen Shane is in the game now for Fort Recovery, I see.
Now 19 points for Adam Scott. Only six of those in the first half.
Here's a shot inside by Clay Smith, and he scores.
Now he has 13.
Also, Ryan Post is in the game now for the Indians, by the way. Here's a double team by the Indians, and they say it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Lost out of bounds by the Redskins. Here comes Brian Benn in the lineup, and Clay Smits, battered and all, will leave the game.
Yes.
He has been physicalized tonight.
That is for sure. Been on the ground a lot, been popped in the face a couple of times.
61-42. Here's Owen Shane, left baseline, tries to pass it off and stolen by Miracle. Miracle gives it over to Adam Scott, 2:15 to go in the game now. Over on the left side it goes to Aaron Good. Aaron will dribble the ball against Clayton Pearson. Now he hands off to Nate Ambos. Uh-oh, look out, Miracle, another three.
Now for Miracle.
Reed Miracle makes it 64-42. 8 3-pointers for one guy.
He did take a 2-pointer tonight. He missed that one.
Here's Clayton Pearson up no good from the right side. Rebound comes down to Wapakoneta, and they're going to call another timeout to get some subs in here. We'll just keep it right here. This should be a very short timeout.
30-second timeout.
The 30-second timeout for Wapakoneta as they have a line change. They're leading 64-42. 8 3-pointers tonight for Reed Miracle.
I wonder what the school record is.
I was wondering that too. Unfortunately, we don't get programs like we do some places that have the records in there.
Like Fort Recovery's.
Yes. They didn't even have rosters for the fans here tonight.
Okay, here we go with the Ax possession again. We have 1:40 left to go in the game. Wapakoneta is going to go to 5-1 on the year.
PG 14 is.
Too much good shooting for Wapakoneta and not enough for Fort Recovery. Several subs in here for Wapakoneta. The ball's tipped out of bounds by Clayton Pearson. Stay tuned. We'll talk to Mike Bayshore after the game.
Not much they could do about the hot shooting for Wapakoneta tonight. Just nailing everything they wanted in that second quarter.
Redskins with the ball back in play now. Over on the left, the shot's fired up from 15, and it's good by Trevor Crow. Even the subs are hitting.
Yeah.
Trevor Crow makes it 66-42. Right side to Owen Shane, goes through Owen's hands and out of bounds. It'll be given back to the Redskins of Wapakoneta. Boy, the shooting percentage is going to be unbelievable for Wapakoneta.
Except for that little stretch where Scott missed four shots in a row, they've pretty much been dead on tonight.
Those were all kind of tip-ins almost.
Exactly. The most of the missed shots have been close shots.
Inside, 50 seconds remaining. Back outside, Wapakoneta works the ball. There's a shot fired up, and a three-point basket is good by Trey Ware. I think he led the junior varsity tonight, and he had several threes in that game.
Hooked right back up where he left off.
There's a foul called on Wapakoneta. That Ware kid is only a junior, or he is a junior, I should say, and in the JV game, he had a total of 19 points. Many threes. Here's a free throw up and good by Clayton Pearson. Way to go, Clayton. Clayton's one of the seniors on this ball club, along with Peyton Judy, Noah Leonards, and Blaine Toby. Up and no good. Rebounds tipped out of bounds by Brian Benn. Brian Benn in the lineup now for the Indians. He played a lot in the JV game tonight. Indians won that JV contest in three overtimes, 66-60. Score is 69-43 right now. Wapakoneta with the lead. Leading by 26 big ones. Redskins with the ball. It's loose, and Brian Benn went after it. And they finally call a jump ball, as Brian Benn and Brandon Schneider for Wapakoneta were in a wrestling hold there.
Yeah, they had to stop it at some point. I know the clock's ticking down, but they had to stop it.
13 seconds remaining. Here goes the inbounds pass for Wapakoneta. They're going to back it up. They're just going to run the clock out. That's your final score. Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. For quality building materials, including Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 69-43, the Indians fall to the Wapakoneta Redskins here tonight. We'll be back in a moment with the post-game wrap-up for you. And again, Mike Bayshore will be by, so stay tuned for that. We'll return in just a moment here on PG-14, J-Country 101.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we make lending decisions locally, and we make them every day. We respond quickly with clear answers so you can make the best plan or choice for your business. No matter the size of your business or loan, count on Second National for consistency, capability, and expertise. With a customized loan to fit your business, reliable, responsive lenders, experienced advisors, it's who we are. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this holiday season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Once again, we'll have the final stats here for you in a moment. And thanks to all of you who helped Fort Recovery Radio raise $40,000 this year to help four needy families at Christmas time here. Four families who've been having some difficulties. So, again, a great radio program on Wednesday night. $40,000 raised the third year of this event. I think they raised $17,000 the first year and $24,000 last year, and $40,000 raised this year for, again, four needy families, four families who could use some help here at Christmas time. Again, the Christmas Light winner tonight, Mayor Dave Kalp, chose Tyler and Ashley Sidoff to be the winner of the Christmas Light contest. TJ and Beth West Curtis were the runner-ups. Brian and Mindy Bupp placed third, and Cliff and Megan Wendell received honorable mention. Okay, Justin, go ahead with the stats here, and then the coach will be up here in a moment.
For Wapakoneta, the first half, 13 for 22 from the field, 59%. Second half, 14 of 25, 56%. For the ballgame, 27 of 47, 57% shooting. On threes, 8 of 13 the first half, 5 of 9 the second half. So 13 of 22, 59% on three-pointers. And 2 of 2 at the line tonight for a perfect 100% for Wapakoneta. Fort Recovery first half, 10 of 25 for 40%. The second half, 7 of 17 for 41%. So for the night, 17 of 42, 40% on the field for Fort Recovery. Three-pointers, 1 for 5 in each half, 2 for 10 for the game for 20%. And free throws, 2 of 5 in the first half, 5 of 9 in the second half for the ball game, 7 of 14, 50% at the line. Rebounding, a complete total domination for Wapakoneta, 35-15 in the rebounding totals. And turnovers, 15 for the Redskins and 14 for Fort Recovery. For Wapakoneta, they were led by Reed Maracle with 24 points tonight. Adam Scott had 19, 13 for Aaron Good, 3 for Trey Ware, 2 each for Nate Ambos, Brady Erb, Trevor Crow, Garrett Seifring, and Ryan Carrico. Fort Recovery led tonight by Peyton Judy with 17. Clay Smits had 13, 6 points for Derek Judy, 3 for Clayton Pearson, Noah Leonards with 2, and Owen Shane with 2. Quarter scores, 11-10 Wapakoneta after 1, 34-23 at the half, 52-30 after 3, and again, 69-43 the Wapakoneta win. Again, they go to 5-1. Fort Recovery drops to 3-3.
Yeah, just a lot of things didn't go right for the Indians tonight, and especially that second quarter where, again, we entered the quarter trailing only by 1, 11-10, and before you knew it, we turned around and it was 20-10.
Yep, 3 straight 3s by Maracle, and it was pretty much over after that.
JV did win tonight. They won in 3 overtimes this evening, 66-60, so give us a scoop on that.
Yep, good news for the Fort Recovery JV as they improved to 5-1. Again, 66-60 the final. 10-7 Fort Recovery after 1, 24-22 at the half, 38-35 after 3, 47-47 after 4, 52 apiece after the first OT, 57 each after OT number 2. And again, 66-60 Fort Recovery win. Trey Ware led Wapakoneta with 20. Trevor Crow had 18. For Fort Recovery, Ian Homan had 19. Brian Benn with 18. Ryan Post had 17. 5 for Regan Martin. 3 for Kobe Wendell. 3 for Gavin Toby. And 1 for Riley Will. Again, 66-60 Fort Recovery wins the JV game to improve to 5-1.
And again, games coming up for you. Tomorrow night we'll have the Ansonia game on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then next Friday we'll have the Greenville game on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then we'll have the Minster game on the radio also and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Of course, you can hear all the games on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And again, a select number of contests here on WPGW. But we'll be on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com again tomorrow night. Once again, Reese Rogers, Chase Bruns will have the JV game for you tomorrow night starting at 6. And we'll have the Justin and I will be back with the varsity game tomorrow night at around 7:30, unless we have 3 overtimes again.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. And Kelp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines. Walk-ins are welcome daily, and it's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Back here at the Wapakoneta High School, we're still waiting for Coach Bayshore. I think they must be having a major meeting going on here.
Yeah, a long discussion after a tough loss against a really good team. When to set things up, you don't want to let down tomorrow night. So make sure they're in the right frame of mind after tonight's ball game.
We will remind you folks that Santa Claus will be in Fort Recovery tomorrow at the Santa House from 11 to 1, and that will be the last time that old Santa, he's got to get back and get ready for the big day on Tuesday of next week. So Santa will be at the Santa House from 11 to 1 tomorrow to talk with area kids. They're in the parking lot behind the Hine Amphitheater at the Van Trees Park. And thanks to the Girl Scouts who've made that project work this year, and thanks to all of you who've taken your youngsters to see Santa Claus at the Santa House in Fort Recovery. Again, the winner of the Christmas light contest chosen tonight by Mayor Dave Kalp was Tyler and Ashley Sidoff, TJ and Beth West-Gurtis, the second place finishers, Brian and Mindy Bupp, third place, and the honorable mention went to Cliff and Megan Wendell. Well, I'm afraid we've about run out of time here, Mr. Justin.
Yeah, like we said, a lot of discussion in the locker room. You want to be ready for tomorrow night, but you still got to talk about tonight's ballgame, what they did wrong, what they did right. So we set up for tomorrow's game, another tough game.
Yeah, a tough game it was indeed. And so we're just going to go ahead and sign off as Coach Bayshore is still in the locker room with the team. Again, the Indians lose tonight. The final score, unfortunately, was
69-43.
And real quickly, the scoring for Fort Recovery?
17 for Peyton Judy, 13 for Clay Smith, 6 points for Derek Judy, 3 for Clayton Pearson, 2 for Noah Leonards, and 2 for Owen Shane. Again, 69-43, Wapakoneta with the victory.
That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night to bring you the Ansonia game from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, we hope you folks can come out and support the kids as they try to rebound after this tough loss here tonight at Wapakoneta. For our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, including Lindsey Green at the radio station, Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com, for Mr. Justin Mangold, I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good evening, everybody.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.